For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Today is our high holy day, the great day of celebration of Jesus' victory. And so we gather with Christians in this little gathering here, but also gather Christians worldwide to celebrate what Christ has done for us and for our salvation. For Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And so today is, I think, a day for every kind of person. If you're the person that loves victory, this has to be your day. If you've ever rejoiced in human excellence of any kind whatsoever, this has to be your day, because Jesus Christ, by his great offering of himself, sums up a total life of obedience to the Father. When he shouts as a warrior from the cross, "It is finished," that is a great consummation of a perfect life lived for the glory of God and for the benefit of God's people. And so that is a great cry of victory that he makes from the cross, "It is finished," a cry so great that it makes the earth quake and the rocks break. The Lord Jesus has conquered on the cross, and so we rejoice today that he is victorious. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And so, what if you are somebody who really appreciates freedom? And that is what you really yearn for in your heart, freedom. Today is your day of celebration. Christ has won the victory for us, and he has set the captives free. He has liberated us from our great spiritual foe, the devil. And he has done that as a stronger one who has invaded his territory and spoiled the spoiler of his prey. Now by Christ dwelling in us, we have someone in us who is greater than he who is in the world. We are liberated. And we also see that liberation take place, our great freedom from our sins past. It is by his blood sacrifice on the cross that we can have forgiveness of our sins. And it is by his Spirit dwelling in us that we can have victory over our fallen human nature. And so he can be victorious in us. We are liberated and set free, no longer bound by selfishness, but by his love, enter into a life of agape love, of selflessness. No longer bound by unforgiveness and hatreds, but now liberated into a life, the freedom of love. No longer bound by any kind of dominion of sin, be it pride, envy, greed, or gluttony, or lust, or wrath, or sloth, but liberated now into a life of service of God, which is perfect freedom. And so today is our day of liberty. It is our great day of freedom, for Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Well, perhaps you're a person that really yearns for peace, and that is what you really rejoice in, is peace. Today is your day. Today is your day to celebrate, for Christ has won our peace with God. He is the great reconciler, the one who has won the atonement, the at-one-ment, and joined us now to God through his life, his perfect life and sacrifice, his resurrection and ascension. Now we have the blessings of God the Father to us, and that great bridge has been established between God and man. So there is peace now between the Creator and you. There is peace now. And that peace can flow like a river through you to other people. For Christ is the one who is binding together all the broken bits of our shattered humanity into one body, the body of Christ. And so today there is peace in the world by what Christ has done. We rejoice, for he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Or maybe you're somebody who really likes to rejoice and be happy. Well, today is your day, because it is a joyful day of celebration. And we see that Christ is the one who has brought us into his life, into his joy. In the world you will have sorrows, Jesus says. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The sorrows may last for a night, but in the morning, the dawn of the resurrection, those long shadows disappear with the glorious light of the Son of God as he rises up victorious over death. And so this is a great day of rejoicing for those who like to rejoice, because Christ has won the victory. It is a joy that he has won for us, that though we be sorrowful now, he is the God that wipes away all tears from our eyes and bids us come into his kingdom, that we may receive a joy that no man can take from us. For he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Well, perhaps you're somebody who really loves life, and it's all about the joy of life, that great mystery that you woke up this morning and blinked awake to another day, and that the joy that you can feel, vitality in you, life is where it's at. Well, what other day than Easter is your high holy day? Because the God of life, the one who is life himself, entered into our human history as one of us and broke the power of death. Jesus Christ has an indestructible life. He is immortal. He is the God who is immortal, the very source of life. And so life himself has entered into death and overwhelmed it. Today we rejoice as Christians because death is swallowed up in victory and life is greater than death. And so for those who love life, let us celebrate today, for he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Okay, so maybe you're somebody who loves love. Maybe it's all about loving and the connection you have with other people and with God, and it's you can feel your heart expand in love. Well, isn't today your day? Because we see that Christ is love. God is love. And Jesus is the embodiment of love. He is love incarnate. So he has come among us to show us the kingdom of love. And he has shown us the way by his suffering and his death upon the cross. He has outstretched his arms to every single person in this world. He has laid his life down. A greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. He is love who has triumphed on the tree and brings us now into his own perfect love. And that is a love that has no end. We rejoice today because his love can never be taken away from us. Death can't even snatch it away, for he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Okay, so maybe you're a person that loves Jesus. Well, today is certainly your day to celebrate. Because Jesus lives. He has broken the power of death, opened heaven's gate to us, and invites us to come into a place that he is preparing for us, that where he is, there we may be also. That is the kindness, the love, the mercy that Jesus has shown toward us, who have now made a promise for our baptismal vow to follow him as Lord and Savior. And so today is a great day of rejoicing for those who love Jesus, because he is victorious. He is the one who says on this Easter day to us, I am alive. I died, but behold, I am alive forevermore. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.